Attitude Broadcasting presents BSS Carolinas with your host, Rocky JPP. Not only are you a giant, but you a dummy giant.
Giant dummy.
You'll be in the same unemployment line as Steve Clifford. New job. Release Roberts. Linsanity's a hornet.
Look at all those hockey experts.
Easy.
You know who the next Jordan is?
LeBron.
It's not his fault.
It's just because I like playing devil's advocate.
Never again.
Hall of Famer.
Tannehill.
Game over.
Don't worry, I'll wait.
We've all said it. None of us are hockey experts. I guess we are. We're beating hockey experts.
And big shots.
PJ Harrison. Rudy Gobert. APP. What a ding-a-ling.
Linsanity.
I said better. I didn't say good.
Roy Hibbert.
What a ding-a-ling. If Duncan gets the 7 rings, not his fault. With Jordan.
You got plenty of money. Get you a job.
Bump that. Side pieces. Side pieces. Ronda Rousey.
You can listen to the show on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, and iHeartRadio. And follow us on Twitter at BSS Carolinas. Welcome to BSS Carolinas. Of course, I'm Rocky. Joining me today once again is Big Shot Bob.
What's up? What's happening?
Yeah, we're hanging out today without Easy. He'll be back next week. Special edition of the breakdown. We had to do it a different day this week. Sorry for everybody that follows on Periscope. Thank you for the people that's on Periscope right now. During the show, you know, chat with me any questions, anything you want to talk about. We'll try to talk about when we're doing during the show. On yesterday's show, we were talking about some NFL, the Super Bowl review. I wanted to go back to the NFL stuff today a little bit, touch on it. There's some NFL news. We had the Hall of Fame announced. There's some other things we'll get into. We're going to do our dummies and everything else. First and foremost, the news. Johnny Manziel, ex-girlfriend, alleges he hit her several times during incident last Saturday. Johnny showed up to team meeting heavily hungover on something 4 days before season finale. Should he play next year? Should he play at all?
Well, if I were a GM, I wouldn't touch him with a 20-foot pole. He has a lot of issues, and we know how big the domestic violence issue has been. Okay, he needs to get the help. His parents are out there begging for him to get help. His former agent is begging for him to get help. And his actions right now, I mean, they said he hit the girl so hard that it ruptured her eardrum. Those actions right there are begging or a cry that I need help. Johnny, get the help you need, man. Or go lay low, live off your people's oil money, go party and BS all you want to. But it doesn't sound like being an NFL quarterback is what you want to do.
If my Dallas Cowboys are staying away from you, then you, sir, are not going to be in the NFL. I'm just saying. If my Cowboys are not coming, they have already said they're not addressing – they're not messing with Johnny next year. Now, in 2 years, they might. But right next year, they ain't going to. So, dude, just get you some help. Take care of yourself. Don't worry about NFL right now. When you get healthy, come back and see what you can do. You're talking about, you know, the sexual assault, domestic violence. NFL bans convicted sexual assault or domestic violence from NFL scouting combine. But there's players in the league that has been convicted that are still in the NFL. That's not fair. It's a double standard.
Well, they're going forward with the younger kids, the college guys. If you've been convicted of, even if it's been a misdemeanor of either one of those crimes, you cannot participate in the scouting combine, which those players are probably like, yay, I got to go to the scouting combine, wear myself out. Yes, I'm going to still be drafted high. So, I think it's kind of foolish.
To ban them.
I mean, people make mistakes and do stuff, when dumb stuff, when they're younger. Now, if they're doing it, like, right, like the week before the combine, yeah, Get rid of them then.
But sexual assault and domestic violence ain't some dumb stuff. That is plain old stupid. That is plain old stupid. I mean, you can't do it. In today's society, anytime you can't do that. I'm just saying, you know, but I think they need to make a rule throughout the league. If you've been convicted of this now, dude, if you're in the league, you need to be suspended so many days, and you get convicted again, you're gone.
Lifetime.
I mean, Ray Rice ain't playing again.
True.
And he was not convicted. But we got Greg Hardy in the league who was convicted, even though it didn't go to trial the second time. He's still playing. So where?
Well, I don't know where he's going to be playing next season, but he was on the team last season.
Right. Somebody else is going to take a chance. It won't be the Cowboys.
It'll probably be the Raiders. The Raiders will pick up anybody. They don't
care.
That's
true. Speaking of some other trouble going on, because it is the NFL offseason, LeSean McCoy involved in altercation over the weekend with three off-duty Philadelphia police officers over some champagne bottles.
It was him and a group of former players, too.
Yeah, Curtis Brinkley, running back, and some other players.
They're looking to press charges. McCoy has already got the best defense attorney in the state of Philadelphia as his attorney, who put out a statement that if McCoy is charged, he will turn himself in. For some reason, the video camera was not working at the club, so they have no surveillance tape. But I'm sitting here like, in this age of social media, nobody pulled out their cellular phone and got some video. We didn't YouTube this. Come on now. What's really going on?
You know somebody's going to go to TMZ and find it.
Somebody has TMZ. And if you had that video and you can get it to TMZ, you're going to get paid.
I'm going to leave a quote for one of my favorite all-time TV shows, How I Met Your Mother. Nothing good happens after 2 a.m. I'm just saying, nothing good happens after 2 a.m. Once again, nothing good happens after 2 a.m.
Welcome to the NFL offseason. Let's see, what's the over-under for arrest this offseason? 20?
I'll go with 25.
25?
I'll go 25.
Over-under 25 arrests for the NFL season this year.
I can't believe we're actually doing a poll on this.
We got to.
Intern Ashley, can you go ahead and get a poll out on our website? Yeah, we got a new intern. And, you know, 25 or under or over?
Over-under 25 arrests for the NFL this season, the offseason. We're already at, we'll say one.
Yeah, we'll start now. It's offseason just
started.
McCoy
hasn't been arrested yet, so technically they're still at zero.
True. It's early. It's early. We got a long ways to go. Moving right on. Under Armour to release $500 signed Cam Newton cleats. MVP cleats. Are you getting them?
No.
Sweet cleats.
What am I going to do with $500 cleats? I don't play football.
Even if I did, I wouldn't – they're signed. I wouldn't be – yeah. Do you know how hard it is to get a Cam Newton autograph anyway?
Yeah, you have to pay for it.
Yeah, you got paid $200 to get one.
My wife would kill me, man.
Yeah, I agree. Mine would too. Adidas offers $1 million to NFL prospect that sets the 40-yard dash in the Adidas shoes. $1 million if you set the record.
What's
the 40?
What's the record, like 4-2?
4-2, I think.
You got to be flying, man. Good luck.
Moving right on to the NFL Hall of Fame. The Hall of Fame announced quarterback Brett Favre, Marvin Harrison, Kevin Green, Orlando Pace, Tony Dungy, the coach, Dick Stanfield, and Ken Stabler, and Eddie DeBartolo got in, the former 49ers owner.
Well, DeBartolo was a no question, no doubt. Him and Bill Walsh introduced the West Coast offense. They changed the game.
They built the dynasty.
Built the dynasty. Won 4 Super Bowls in their time together. And I think DeBartolo got 5 because he won one with Seifert too, right?
Yep. I will say the biggest snub, and I'm going to ask you, it's T.O., hands down.
Oh, baby.
I know Marvin Harrison had to go in at some point. But Marvin could win next year or the year after. T.O. is a first ballot Hall of Famer. Second receptions, third in yards. And he didn't play all that many years. I'm just saying, he didn't play as many years as Jerry Rice did. I just, come on, man. T.O. should got in. He should be in as a 49er. He ain't going in as a Cowboy. He ain't going in as an Eagle. He should go in as a 49er.
But you know why he didn't get in.
Because off the field stuff?
The way he acted while he was in the league. The Sharpie incident. The sit-ups in the driveway incident. The throwing Donovan McNabb under the bus incident. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. Skip Bayless used to call this guy Team Obliterator. Team Obliterator.
Hey, there's no doubt he was a cancer a lot of his times.
So, when you get labeled that. He played 14 years. When you get labeled that, you're not going to get in the Hall of Fame. And I know his stats speak for himself, but he did have issues with drops. He had issues with drops. You know he did.
He did. But, you know, his last season in NFL, Cincinnati 2010, 72 catches, 963 yards, 9 touchdowns.
And he had Ocho Cinco on the other. He had Ocho Cinco on the other side with him.
72 catches, almost 1,000 yards, and he didn't play again after that. The lowest he ever had was 520 yards his rookie season. And then it was off after that. I'm just saying.
I mean, Chris Carter had to wait. Tim Brown had to wait. Marvin Harrison just waited.
You know
there's
what?
Been several great wide receivers that have had to wait.
You know the common theme in that? He's better than all of them. He's the second best receiver behind Jerry Rice.
Well, statistically.
In my opinion. I mean, watch him. Now, off the field, he was a lunatic. But, you know, he always, as he said in Dallas, get your popcorn ready because it was his quarterback at the time. So, you know. But anyway, I just, come on, man. T.O.
But no, T.O. deserved to get the Hall of Fame. No, but you had to leave somebody off. Ken Stabler got rejected several times. And he deserved to be in. Them Raiders teams were awesome. Well, he was the quarterback of that
Orlando
team.
Pace had to go in. Kevin Green, I love Kevin Green, but I wouldn't put him above T.O.
Yeah, I think they could have left Kevin Green off. But Kevin Green had been snubbed a few times too. So,
you know, next year we got Brian Dawkins, safety. We got Donovan McNabb, Jason Taylor, LT, running back, Hines Ward. And this is my problem next year. Hines Ward's going to get in before T.O.
No, T.O. will get in before Hines Ward. I think Jason Taylor doesn't get in. I feel like Brian Dawkins may not get in.
Really? I think Dawkins will be the shoe-in.
Well,
he
was one of the best safeties ever.
I don't think McNabb
doesn't get in. LT gets in.
Yeah,
no question.
Hands
LT
down.
Gets in.
It hands down, he'll get in. Jason Taylor, I think, gets in before McNabb.
Yeah, McNabb will probably be one of those snubs.
Yeah.
But McNabb had an awesome career, too, man.
Oh, no, he had a great career. No, if Scott's watching, I know he'll probably hit me for that. McNabb had a great career.
He took a team to 5 straight conference championship games.
And he didn't have a lot of talent. He had some talent. He had a great running
his
back.
His best wide receivers were Freddie Mitchell.
like I said, he had a good offensive line and a very good running back, though.
Yeah.
A lot of these other players didn't have a good running back. And they may have a good tight end or this and that. But next year, McNabb probably won't get in. He'll probably get in a couple years down the road.
Imagine McNabb and T.O. getting in on the same ballot.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, you know, I bet you that's the other thing they're waiting on. Let's put McNabb and him
at
the same time.
We want them up here together. We're going to force them in pitches together. And I don't care what those two guys say. There's still animosity there. T.O. did not like the way McNabb spoke to him, nope. I guess, and he started throwing him under the bus. And McNabb didn't appreciate that because he was like, this is my team. We allowed you to come up here, and you're not going to roll with me?
No, absolutely, man. I agree. Totally 100% agree. You know, but, yeah, I agree. It would be funny to see both of them go in at the same time. I got some dummies of the week. You got any?
Let me think. Dummies of the week.
We'll think about it. I'm going to play the music.
Okay.
Who's there? It's the Breakdown. Dummy of the week. There you go.
Man.
You want me to go?
Yeah, you go.
All right. My first and foremost.
Don't say Mike Shula again.
Oh, no. He's coming. Actually, no. I don't have him on here again. Bronco fan spends $1,000 on Super Bowl tickets without consulting his wife.
Whew. That,
buddy, that takes some balls. I'm just saying, you spent $21,000.
I hope you enjoyed the victory.
To go to the Super Bowl, and you didn't ask your wife. You better enjoy it, because I bet you ain't coming back home.
She'd be like, you got that $21,000 to get back in this house?
I know my wife, if I told her I was going to spend that much money, which I wish I had that much money, but if I did, she would be like, no. Absolutely not.
I know better not to even ask.
Yeah, I know better not.
I mean, I guess it's better to go ahead and do the dirt and then ask for forgiveness later.
I guess. You got to be a big old fan, too, to spend $21,000 to go to the Super Bowl.
Super Bowl it up.
You know, Cowboys go, I'm there. I don't care. Going to the next dummy I've got is Jeremy Shockey, former Panther and Giant, questioning gambling drug ring. Jeremy, come on, man. I know you've always been on the other edge of life, but come on. The next one, Aqib Talib slips on his way to the podium.
That was funny.
For NFL Network post game. Did you see it?
I did see it. That was funny.
If you guys have not seen this, go to our Facebook page. All of these are there. It was hilarious. The next one I got, Johnny Manziel. I'm putting you up there just because.
Yeah, you're an idiot.
Man, come on. You got a great thing going. You could have had a great thing going.
Shady McCoy
is another one. Sacramento Kings organization altogether. All right, a week ago, we're going to fire George Karl. No, 6 months ago, after you say you hired him, after he was there, you was going to let him go the next week because Cousins didn't like him. Then this past week, you say you're going to let him go. There were sources say that. And then coming back a couple days later, no, we're going to keep him. Come on, man. And you got George Karl. He's only got one full year in the NBA for the Kings, and you're already trying to fire him.
It's crazy.
Dancing Kentucky fan takes tumble down steps while carrying young fan. Did you see this one?
Hold on. I was just about to check out the video. Let me check it out.
But he actually was carrying a young girl down the steps and actually slipped and dropped her.
Don't drink and take steps in Kentucky.
Don't drink and try to carry a young girl down the steps. Come on, dude. It ain't that good to do that anyway. But, yeah, he fell and busted his butt.
And he wasn't a young dude that's in shape. This is an older gentleman with a pop gut. He's dancing. He's getting down. He's got his little fedora on. And the little kid comes up and starts dancing with him. And for some reason, she allows him to pick her up like, yes, yay, Kentucky. Yeah. Yay, no, go Blue down.
And then down.
And they stayed down for a minute.
Oh, yeah.
And she's hurt.
Yeah.
And he's, oh, my God, what did I just do?
He felt horrible after that.
I bet.
But, yeah, any of these dummies of the week, you can check on our Facebook page. Let us know. If you got a dummy you want to submit, tweet us at BSS Carolinas. Let us know. You know, let's talk about NBA action. The NBA All-Star break is this weekend after tonight. The New York Knicks, they fired, of course,
Derek Fisher,
the Matt Barnes friend. I guess you could say. The New York Knicks, I'll finish your sentence. The New York Knicks will land Kevin Durant if.
There's no if. They won't land Kevin Durant.
There's no way?
There's no way.
All right.
There's no way Kevin Durant leaves Oklahoma City that's on the verge of maybe winning a title to go to New York with the Knicks, with an ailing Carmelo Anthony and his knees going bad on him.
But you got Porzingis.
Porzingis is a nice player.
The unicorn.
But he's not going to be able to carry a team to the promised land.
Well, the rumor is, another rumor, because I love all these rumors we always get. If the Knicks hire Scott Brooks as coach, Durant will be influenced to go to New York.
He might say, oh, there goes my old coach. But no, he could go to L.A. Go to the Lakers. You want to go to a terrible franchise, go to L.A.
Why? My question with this, why do you think if you go to New York to go to Scott Brooks again, do you think you'll win a title? Because if I'm not mistaken, he was your coach in Oklahoma City.
Y'all didn't win a title.
You didn't win a title, and you had a lot more talent. But you think you'll go to New York and be reunited? It's not like this guy is Phil Jackson. It's Scott Brooks. There's a reason he got let go.
Phil wants Luke Walton, he wants Brian Shaw.
Yeah.
I think Luke Walton is his number one target, though.
Yeah, if he gets him. That'll be interesting, though. We'll talk about the All-Star weekend. 3-point shootout contestants. Steph Curry, it's like an All-Star game. Klay Thompson, James Harden, Chris Bosh, Kyle Lowry, Chris Middleton of Milwaukee. Devin Booker's in the All-Star shooting. And J.J. Redick. Who wins?
Do you hear these names, people? Curry, Thompson, Harden, Bosh, Middleton, Jesus, Booker, Redick.
Who wins?
Steph Curry.
You think Steph?
Stephen Curry. I think him and Klay are going to end up shooting it out for the championship.
You know, I'm going to go to sleeper. I'm going to go to J.J. Redick.
Now, Redick has been shooting the ball really, really well.
J.J. has shot really well. And I know as great as Steph has been, he won last year, too.
He won last year.
It's going to come down to him and J.J., I think. Klay Thompson may. That's my other one. But my sleeper, I think, is J.J. Redick.
And let's not sleep on Devin Booker. This kid's stroke is sweet. He can absolutely shoot the basketball. If he gets hot, he might make some noise as well.
But I'm going to go with J.J. because he's had a great career year in the clip. I mean, without them losing Blake Griffin, they keep rolling with J.J. So I'm going to go with J.J. on this. But this is going to be the best event tonight probably.
Absolutely.
You know, you got the celebrity game. You got everything else.
So Friday is the celebrity game and the World versus USA game, which is like the rookies and sophomores that came in. Then Saturday, Skills Challenge. The little 3-on-3 shooting thing, exhibition, and then the dunk contest.
and we don't talk about the dunk. My other enemy of the week, the NBA.
What?
So you got the NBA All-Star game. Who do you think opens up? Who's the performance of the All-Star game?
I don't even know. I haven't heard.
Sting. Not the wrestler. Sting.
The group?
Yeah, the Police. Don't get me wrong.
Toronto. I love Sting.
Okay, is Sting the type of music for the NBA? No. I'm just saying, Drake, you know, they need – it's flashy. They Sting. They're in Toronto.
That might be Adam Silver's group. He loves him some Sting, so he wants to get Sting to perform at the All-Star game.
I couldn't believe that, man. I was like, really, Sting? Wow. But, yeah, the slam dunk, going back to slam dunk, Zach LaVine, Andre Drummond, Will Barton, and Aaron Gordon.
Now, if Zach LaVine does something like a 360, put it around his back through the legs and then dunk it, then I'll walk away. That'll be the best dunk ever. But he ain't going to be able to do anything
like that.
If he does a 360, put it behind his back and through his legs and can dunk it in one motion? Come on now.
We'll see. The one that I'm hoping steps up and does a great job. No, it's not Will Barton. Aaron Gordon. He is the sleeper guy. He is the guy that can challenge LaVine. He does a lot of power stuff, and that's the problem. You know, I want to see some creativity with these four guys. I'm falling asleep talking about these four.
I want to see somebody, like I said, it's not even worth seeing. Where are the stars? Get the stars in the dunk contest, damn it.
I don't even have to see LeBron and Kobe and those guys.
Young and rising stars.
Let's see Andrew Wiggins.
Exactly. Zach LaVine versus Andrew Wiggins would be awesome, man. In Toronto.
His home country. And he's not in the dunk contest. He said he's never going to do it. He's already said, I'm never doing dunk contest.
He feels like he's one of those, like, LeBron didn't do it, I ain't got to do it.
The NBA needs to make a rule. If you're a young star, that first couple of years, you need to be in dunk contest.
You need
to
participate in the dunk contest.
At least one of you be in an all-star event, you know, doing something.
He's in the World versus USA game.
world. Then Sunday we got the All-Star game. Will you watch and who wins?
Sunday is Valentine's Day, so I'm going to have to record the All-Star game. Got some prior obligations that night, but I'll watch when I get back home. I think who wins? The West will win because they have better three-point shooting. Okay. It's not a big man's game no more. It's about who can shoot the ball better. And the West can shoot the ball better than the East.
I'm going to go with the West, and there's no question who's going to get MVP, no matter how anybody else plays. It's going to be Kobe Bryant.
This is going to give it to old Kobe.
It doesn't matter.
Well, nah, we don't want to see Kobe get it just because he's there. Shoot, nah. It's going to be Stephen Curry's weekend. He's going to win the three-point shooting contest. He's going to win the All-Star Game MVP.
Nope.
Hold on. Who is the coach for the West anyway? Who's the coaching staff for the Western Conference?
Greg Popovich.
And
don't ask the East because it's already an enemy, Tyronn Lue.
Oh, so Kawhi Leonard might have a chance to win it too because Popovich might leave Kawhi in and pull Steph and Clay out and let Kawhi get some points and some stats.
Nah, he will pull everybody out and say, Kobe, this is your last one, take it. Everybody's on passing the ball, let him shoot 40 times.
He going to shoot it 40 times anyway.
Over or under 50 shots for Kobe?
It's going to be under. I think a more realistic number would be 20.
You think 20?
He'll at least get
20. I'll say 30. I'm going to say 30 shots.
Because you got to get everybody in the game, of course. And then I don't know if you have Kobe Bryant in the fourth quarter when it's time to be serious about playing the game. Over Durant.
They
over
get Westbrook. Serious?
Yeah, because these players, are trying to win. I mean, look what the West can put out in the fourth quarter. They can put out Curry, Thompson, Leonard, Green, Durant, Westbrook. I mean, they got so many better options to put out there.
I just think with Kobe being in the last game, the last All-Star game, they're going to feed him the ball as much as they can to get him that trophy. I just, you know.
Unfortunately, he plays on the team with Russell Westbrook and Kevin Durant, and these guys are going to get shots up.
Oh, yeah. No, they're going to get some shots. I can see Westbrook having like 25 assists.
He had a ton of shots last year, won him an MVP award, so.
That's true. But anyway, that's the All-Star game. NBA always does their All-Star weekend, right, except for the dunk contest. So it should be great.
Dunk contest. Yeah, I know. Really?
At the break right now, the Eastern Conference, the Raptors lead the Atlantic by 5.5 over Boston. Boston's right there, man. They ain't got no superstars, but they're playing.
Brad Stevens has this team playing the right way, man. They move the ball. They get up and down. They play tenacious defense. No team, no member of the team is bigger than the team.
Yep. The Cavs lead the Central by 9.5 over the Pacers. The Atlanta Hawks lead the Southeast by a half game over the Heat right now.
And there is a rumor that Atlanta is looking to break up that core.
Tig and Horford.
Yeah.
I heard them two was on the trade deadline.
Before the trade deadline.
That doesn't make a lot of sense to me because you're a top 4-5 team
in the East. They can't win a championship with what they got.
They're not going to win a championship anyway. Unless you get one of these superstars to come play for you, it's going to be tough to win a championship.
And I think they're looking at it as, okay, we need to move some of these salaries. Start looking towards what we can build around and what we need to try to win the championship because what they have now just isn't going to cut it.
But who are you? I mean, no one's going to go to Atlanta.
It's like going to Charlotte. I don't know why not. Atlanta is a great city to be in.
For basketball. I mean, since Dominique. And, you know, I got some Atlanta friends. Let me know what you guys think. I want to know. You guys tell me. Who are they going to get in Atlanta to play for the Hawks?
I don't know why Atlanta is an attractive spot to come play basketball. They have all the nightclubs you want to go to. It's a major city.
Oh, yes. No one has played for the Hawks really since Dominique. I mean, a star.
A star, yeah.
And they've had some great players, no disrespect. But, you know, where they don't land, they're like Charlotte. When do they land those big guys?
They're going to have to draft it.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and the draft next couple years is not that great. Next year is not great anyway. If you ain't got the first pick, you might be in trouble.
You can't get Harry Giles or Jason Tatum, you're not going to get a superstar, a potential superstar.
The Western Conference, the Thunder lead the Northwest by 12 games. The Warriors lead the Pacific by 12.5. And the Spurs lead the Southwest by 14 games over the Grizzlies. It's crazy. The Warriors lead 12.5 over the Clippers, and the Clippers are 35-17.
It's crazy.
And they're 12.5 games out.
It's hard to compete with Golden State. Mark Gasol broke his foot.
Mm-hmm.
Man, Mark Gasol.
Yeah, they're in trouble. Going to – we're looking at the divisions. Who did you have in the finals? You had the Cavs and
the
Warriors.
And the Warriors.
You want to change it?
No. Unless somebody gets drastically injured. But right now, I guess my picks can change if injuries do occur. But at this moment, it's a rematch of last year.
You know, as far as the West go, I can't go against Golden State the way they played. Watch out for Oklahoma City, though. You know, if they put up a fight, they hung with Golden State for a long time, but it's going to be hard to beat Golden State in a seven-game series.
Golden State is 25 wins from 73.
That's crazy.
That's crazy. And do I see Golden State losing more than five games out of the last 30? I sure don't. I sure freaking don't, man.
Toronto's a 2 seed. Boston's a 3 in the East. Atlanta's the 4. Miami's the 5. Indiana, Chicago, and Detroit. I don't see any of those teams beating Cleveland. Maybe Toronto, but I don't see
Toronto has great guard play. They have a little size. But I don't see them beating LeBron James in the 7 games. LeBron, if you look at his playoff record against the Eastern Conference, he's like 65, 70 games above 500 against the East. It's just when he gets to the finals, he struggles.
All right, I'm going to go with the same. I'm going to go Cavs and Warriors and win. The Hornet right now, MVP real fast is Steph, right?
No question. All right. No question.
Hornets are 26-26 at the break. Actually, they got a game tonight. We'll see if they finish above 500. I'm surprised they won 26 games already.
I'm not. I felt like they would be able to compete at least for the 8th spot all year. And the Eastern Conference is competitive. They don't have really top echelon teams, but they have a lot of competitive teams. Come on, Hornets. Keep that Bud City going. We'd like to be in some playoffs this year.
Do they make it real fast? Yes or no?
At this point, no. Because I don't know if they can overtake Chicago or Indiana
for
that last spot.
Yeah, I'm going to say no because I just don't think they got – injuries have hurt them a lot. I just don't think they do it. I mean, Kimba might will them, though. We'll see.
We'll see. It's going to have to be on him, MKG, and we'll see what Jefferson does when he comes back.
All right, well, let's go with Cash Money.
Believe it, please. You already smell me, man. I smell like money. I smell green. Team Invasion, daddy.
Southern smoke.
All I ever wanted was some cash. All right, you getting Cash Monies?
Unfortunately, Von Miller did it for Broncos. Again, congratulations on winning Super Bowl 50. Helping Peyton win his second world championship with his fourth different head coach, the first player ever to win two Super Bowls with two different teams. How many players have won multiple Super Bowls and lost multiple Super Bowls? Put that question out there. I know there's been at least 12 quarterbacks that have won multiple Super Bowls, but how many have won multiple Super Bowls and lost multiple Super Bowls?
Tom Brady.
Brady is another. We all know Elway is out there. That's the only three I could think of off the top of my head. I think that may be it.
Quarterbacks?
As far as quarterbacks.
Yeah, because Esiason did it once. I was going to say twice, but yeah. I think that's it. I'll double check that. For me, it's C.J. Anderson, Von Miller. And I'm going to give one Coney Ealy. I mean, dude, three sacks and an interception.
He was
a monster. That interception was incredible.
It was one hand. It was like snag. I didn't even see him in coverage.
No one did. Peyton sure didn't see him.
Mm-mm. He played it well.
But hopefully it'll be something he can build on going to next season.
Because we need him to step up, because it looks like the Panthers will be cutting ties with Charles Johnson. We don't know what they're going to do with Jared Allen.
Well, his contract's done, right?
His contract is finally done.
That insane contract is gone.
So, we'll see.
All right. Let's go into two words.
And if you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
All right. Two words. What does Matt Barnes think about Derek Fisher getting fired?
Hell yes.
Let's get ready to rumble.
He like, I ain't got to worry about you now. You ain't employed by the NBA. I can find you.
Cam Newton saying he is a sore loser, but I will show you a loser, and you're a good loser. That's not exactly, but that's
he
close
said
enough.
If you are a good loser, then I'll show you a loser.
Right. Thank you.
Personal opinion. Nah, I totally agree. There's no such thing as good losing, but there is something called being gracious in it.
There aren't good losers, but gratitude. Thankful for being in the moment, you know, instead of pouting about the moment.
But for all that said, he did go over, he hugged Peyton Manning, congratulated Peyton Manning, congratulated the Broncos on the field. And you could tell midweek during the Super Bowl, he was sick of the media.
But he hates the media no
he
matter
hates
what.
The media anyway.
I mean,
so,
in Charlotte, he hates the media anyway.
So just leave that young man alone.
But you, if you don't dance and dab, you won't be critiqued he by
will.
The media.
He yeah, will.
I mean, you know, that's the reason a lot of people feel the way they feel about him. Deadpool movie comes out this weekend.
A must see.
Been waiting on this one for a while. Beyonce's Super Bowl halftime show with Bruno Mars and Coldplay. But Bruno Mars stole the show to me.
I thought they did a really good collaboration together. Less acts. I was like, because, you know, I didn't have to see Coldplay. People are like, who is this Coldplay?
Why Coldplay? That's my two words. Why Coldplay? Puppy Monkey Baby commercial.
Oh, I saw that
one too. The Kickstarter commercial.
Oh.
For Mountain Dew.
Say what?
Hell no. Why? I don't get it. Valentine's Day. Is that weekend for you and your loved ones? So have a great Valentine's Day. What's your two words for Valentine's Day?
Show love.
1-800-FLOWERS. No. T.O. not getting the Hall of Fame on the first ballot.
System. Flawed system. Use his quote. Flawed system.
Absolutely outrageous. Get your popcorn ready, though.
I would say bon voyage.
All right, bon voyage. You got any?
First off, bon voyage to this week's episode of Breakdown Sports Show, BSS Carolinas, the best damn sports show in the Carolinas. Thank you for tuning in. We always appreciate your views. Like I said earlier, Mark Gasol, he broke his foot out indefinitely. Festus Ezeli had knee surgery. He's out 6 weeks for the Warriors. Johnny Manziel. Come on, fam. Get your head together and find out and get your life right. LeSean McCoy, looks like you're going to be going to jail for a long time, buddy.
Yeah.
And officially, the NFL season is over, so we'll say bon voyage to the NFL. Can't wait for September to roll around again, man.
That's right. And welcome back to Deflategate, just to point it out. Because it'll be back soon.
It will, won't it?
It will take over. Season never ends. Mine, agent Eric Burkhart, parts way with Johnny Manziel. BMX and X Games legend Dave Mira dies of apparent self-inflicted gunshot at age 41 in Greenville, North Carolina.
Man, that
in case
was,
you didn't hear, sad, sad news.
That was one of my favorite, most favorite bike riders. I used to love
that
Dave
video
Mira's
game
BMX
too.
Video
Oh, yeah,
game
everybody loved that game, man. But, yeah, sad news. Louisville self-banned themselves for the 2016 tourney. For the
prostitutes
incident. Yeah. Pat Hayden to retire as USC AD. Daniel Bryan retiring from WWE. All I got to say is yes, yes, yes. Thank you. Eagles release wide receiver Riley Cooper.
Bye-bye.
Finally. It took 3 years. And Knicks fire head coach Derek Fisher. I can't wait to see UFC fight. Oh, one other news. UFC CM Punk, his fight's been delayed against Gail.
I saw back surgery.
Back surgery.
I think he was going to get hurt anyway. That dude, Gail, is a monster. Did you see him knock out that boy over the weekend?
Was it?
Woo! CM Punk might need to take a good while with this surgery.
That's absolutely. That's the end of today's show. Make sure you catch our show. Share it with all your friends. Go to our website, breakdownsportshow.com. From Easy, of course, you're the BBB. Yeah, go ahead.
Sports is life.
Ugh. And you can catch us everywhere. See you later. Have
Side
a good weekend.
Piece.
I go, and then you go. I didn't spill the truth. Can we both say the words and forget this? Yeah. Is it too late now to say sorry? 'Cause I'm missing more than just your body. Oh, is it too late now to say sorry? Yeah, I know that I let you down. Is it too late to say I'm sorry now? I'm not just trying to get you back on me.